What specific problem does the new method or algorithm aim to solve?
The new method or algorithm aims to solve the problem of optimizing language models for binary preferences by providing clarity on whether on-policy sampling improves over offline fine-tuning, the role of negative gradients in discovering effective policies, and whether on-policy sampling offers complementary benefits to negative gradients. The study focuses on understanding the behaviors of various fine-tuning procedures for language models under different conditions, such as coverage and geometric relationships between training data, reference policy, and reward function. The goal is to provide actionable insights for practitioners on which approach to use based on geometric conditions and trade-offs between on-policy sampling and gradient steps with different policy training objectives. The method aims to unify on-policy sampling and negative gradients into a mode seeking framework to optimize policies effectively for preference fine-tuning of language models.
How does the proposed method or algorithm work? Illustrate step by step.
The proposed method works by first fine-tuning a pre-trained language model, LLM, on high-quality data from the task of interest via supervised fine-tuning to obtain a reference model. Then, a preference dataset is collected, consisting of prompts and preferred-dispreferred responses. The goal is to optimize a reward function using the preference data. The reward function is approximated by a reward model, and a KL-constrained optimization is performed to align the fine-tuned policy with the reference policy. The method involves training the LLM policy to optimize a surrogate loss given by the expected reward under the learned reward model, penalized by the KL divergence between the policy and the reference policy. To understand the behavior of the method, an analysis framework is developed using didactic bandit problems, synthetic LLM problems, and full-scale LLM problems. Different methods are studied based on coverage conditions and geometric relationships in the problem. The main observation is that algorithms using on-policy reinforcement learning, RL, or negative gradient terms, tend to outperform offline supervised objectives. On-policy sampling and negative gradients are crucial, especially when high reward responses are in less likely regions of the reference policy distribution. These methods exhibit mode-seeking behavior, accumulating probability mass on a subset of high reward responses efficiently. The study provides actionable insights for practitioners, highlighting the trade-offs between on-policy sampling gradient steps and different policy training objectives. The method unifies various fine-tuning approaches into different families based on the use of on-policy sampling, sample reuse, and negative gradients. By varying hyperparameters associated with each axis, the method allows for a systematic analysis of the behavior of different methods. Empirical analysis results are presented to answer research questions regarding the role of on-policy sampling, negative gradients, and the complementary benefits of combining them. The method is further conceptualized and theoretically analyzed to understand the benefits of on-policy sampling and negative gradients in preference fine-tuning of LLMs.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using this method?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the method described in the paper lie in the unification of on-policy sampling and negative gradients into a unified notion of mode-seeking objectives. This unification allows for a deeper understanding of the behavior of different fine-tuning methods for language models. The method helps in optimizing the policy distribution more effectively by reorganizing probability mass on high reward responses. By combining on-policy sampling and negative gradients, the method can lead to faster convergence and better performance in optimizing for preferences. The approach provides actionable insights for practitioners by showing that on-policy sampling and negative gradients are independently effective and can be complementary, resulting in improved performance with effective contrastive approaches. The method also helps in understanding the dynamics of different objectives under consideration, such as reverse KL divergence and forward KL divergence, and how they impact the optimization process. Overall, the method offers a systematic way to analyze and improve the fine-tuning of language models based on geometric conditions, coverage of preference data, and relationships between the reward function and reference policy.
How is the method validated or tested?
The method is validated or tested through a rigorous empirical study that includes various experiments on didactic bandit problems, synthetic LLM problems, and full-scale LLM fine-tuning problems. The validation process involves investigating the role of on-policy sampling, negative gradients, and their combination in optimizing language models for preference fine-tuning. The study includes analyzing behaviors of different methods under coverage conditions and geometric relationships in the problem. The experiments involve comparing the performance of on-policy RL methods, contrastive training, and supervised learning on preference data. The validation process also includes studying the impact of sample reuse, understanding the benefits of combining on-policy sampling and negative gradients, and analyzing the convergence and performance of different methods under various scenarios. The validation is done by comparing the results of different approaches in terms of convergence speed, final performance, and computational trade-offs. The empirical analysis results are presented to answer specific research questions related to the effectiveness of different fine-tuning methods in optimizing language models for preferences. The validation process involves theoretical analysis, empirical studies, and conceptual unification to provide actionable insights for practitioners in the field of preference fine-tuning for language models.
What results were achieved with this new method?
The new method combining on-policy sampling and negative gradients in preference fine-tuning of language models achieved significant results. The empirical study showed that the on-policy variant of contrastive methods like DPO-IPO outperformed their offline counterparts, leading to faster convergence and better performance in didactic bandit problems and synthetic LLM problems. Specifically, the on-policy DPO demonstrated faster convergence and superior solutions compared to offline DPO, on-policy RL, and on-policy variants of supervised learning approaches. The experiments also revealed that on-policy versions of contrastive methods exhibited favorable computational trade-offs compared to purely on-policy RL methods and even offline contrastive methods. The combination of on-policy sampling and negative gradients was found to be effective in quickly aligning the policy with the target distribution, showcasing the complementary benefits of these two approaches. The theoretical analysis further supported these findings by unifying on-policy sampling and negative gradients into a mode-seeking behavior, showing that on-policy sampling and negative gradients optimize the reverse KL divergence, which is known to be mode-seeking. Additionally, the theoretical analysis quantified the behavior of mode-seeking reverse KL against mode, covering forward KL objectives on categorical distributions, demonstrating that the reverse KL can more aggressively modify probability mass, prioritize certain categories, and efficiently reorganize probability mass across categories within a few gradient steps. Overall, the new method combining on-policy sampling and negative gradients proved to be effective in improving the performance of preference fine-tuning algorithms for language models.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the method?
The limitations or drawbacks of the method presented in the paper include the reliance on assumptions, such as the existence of an underlying ground truth reward function, which may not always be realistic in practical scenarios. Additionally, the study focuses on fine-tuning language models using specific objectives and may not cover the entire spectrum of fine-tuning methods available. The paper also acknowledges the challenge of empirically analyzing all fine-tuning methods due to their vast number, which could limit the generalizability of the findings. Furthermore, the study primarily focuses on understanding the behavior of different methods under specific geometric conditions and coverage factors, which may not fully capture the complexity of real-world scenarios. Lastly, the paper does not delve into the computational costs associated with implementing the proposed method, which could be a significant drawback for practical applications.